Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Actor and director Shaheen Sean Solomon is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey in the entertainment industry, but what it's been like for him to do the work that he loves and, of course, to be able to see the way that you all are responding to it. His new project is going to be coming up really soon. It's one a lot of people have been talking about. It's called Sinbad the Fifth Voyage. We're going to talk to Shaheen not only about that project, but what it's been like for him to see the way that people, especially on social media, have been buzzing about the movie, as well as, of course, what he, his viewers, hope that you're able to take away from it as well. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with that conversation with Shaheen right after this.
Connecting you to PR firm Applause affiliates and clients on Staying the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. Weave in social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, philanthropists like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soul Child, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You To offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYouTo.com for more info. ConnectingYouTo.com.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Have you been hurt?
Been hurt?
Been backstabbed? Got a talking back, Tim.
Talking back.
Well, you're not alone.
No, no.
Escaping to another reality. Through Dominic Wilkins' good books.
Good books, audio.
Books, paperback, ebook, good books.
Available on AuthorDWilkinsGoodBooks.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live. As I said, today we're going to be speaking with director and actor Shaheen Sean Solomon. He's making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of acting and directing, but what it's been like for him to bring all of that together and to be able to create great projects like the one that's coming out soon. It's called Sinbad the Fifth Voyage. We're going to talk to Shaheen not only about that project, but what it's been like for him to see the way that people, especially on the internet, have been buzzing about this project, as well as, of course, looking forward to seeing it for themselves. Shaheen, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you for having me. There was a little miscommunication with my publicist about the number, so I called a wrong number.
Hey, so, not a problem. Congratulations to you, Shaheen, not only, of course, on the upcoming Sinbad movie, but also on what you've been able to do before then. As I was just saying, there's a lot of buzz that's going on around this movie, Sinbad the Fifth Voyage. What has it been like for you to see the way that especially social media has been reacting to it?
You know, I've been very grateful. The whole team has. This was a project of love. Really, any project that any filmmaker works on, is especially at this level, it's a project of love. And getting this much buzz and this many fans that are interested in it is really great to see. And it gives us a lot of inspiration moving forward.
Yeah. Well, you know, you are playing really triple duty in many ways in this. Of course, you're starring in Sinbad, Shaheen, but also, of course, you're a writer and director as well. You know, does that, for you, I mean, make it even that much more special that people are responding this way, seeing that you were so involved in it?
It is. These days, you know, a lot of projects are, even with the bigger projects, with the big Hollywood blockbusters, for example, some of Brad Pitt's movies, he produces it and he, they distribute it, his company distributes it and he stars in it as well. these days, with technology the way it is, it allows us to more easily be able to direct, produce, and act if that's what you do, you know?
Right.
I don't believe in non-actors putting themselves in a movie. I'm very much against that, but my whole family, they're all performers. You know, my mom is a very famous Persian singer. My dad is a very well-known musician, and performing is like second nature. So I've always been performing. Directing is something that I love as well, because I feel like it's the opportunity to create something that would not have been created if you didn't put your hands on it and create it. So
right.
It's a blessing to be able to do that, and I've always done that as a child. So it's second nature to me to be able to direct, write, and act. It's just something I've always done growing up.
Wow. Well, you know what? To be able to pull all that together has to be a great thing. And not only that, I think the other powerful thing, I was just looking at an announcement just today, Shaheen, and then you have such a, you know, a powerful cast that's with you as well. You know, what is that part of it like? It's one thing for you to be so invested in it, but what is it like for you to be with people that are just as passionate about a project as they were with Sinbad?
It's great. I always say the more the merrier. It's these things, as you know, in show business, it really takes a village to make this baby, if you will, come alive. You cannot do it by yourself. Anybody who tries to do something like this by themselves, they're headed for a lot of hard times, because it's you really need to have a team. But it's just like a, you know, any kind of a, you know, team, like a sports team, where you can't have one guy taking all the shots. You need the whole team to be totally engaged. So I like to get everyone inspired by coming up with it and writing it, and I will lead by doing most of the hard work. And mm-hmm. It's kind of like they kind of follow if they believe in it. And I've been lucky enough to have worked with people that believe in what I'm doing.
Right, right. Well, the big day, of course, is coming up in December, where Sinbad the Fifth Voyage will be released on video on demand in December. Then, of course, following up on DVD in February. You know, as I mentioned earlier about social media, Shaheen, you know, that has been one of the ways I think that people have really been broadcasting about it. Facebook and Twitter, people have been very involved. Of course, then there's that great trailer as well. Have you always been into action projects? Because, I mean, there's a lot of action that you're involved in Sinbad. Have you always been into those type of projects?
Yes, I am a fantasy nerd type of guy. I've always liked fantasy movies. I growing up, my whole family, they all love movies. So, you know, watching movies with my grandpa when I was younger, he would always, you know, we'd always watch fantasy movies, and we'd always talk about how fun they are to watch, because, you know, who wants to see everyday drama stuff? You know, everyone has drama in their life. People want to get away. So, and I just love it, you know. I just love that kind of stuff. Action, adventure, fantasy, that kind of stuff, horror.
Well, it definitely all comes together in this project. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today to writer, director, and actor Shaheen Sean Solomon. He's making his first appearance on our show today, talking with us not only about his love and passion for the arts, but what it's been like for him to bring all of that together. Sinbad, the Fifth Voyage, is coming out in December. We actually have a feature that's going to be in Conversations, our magazine, Shaheen, coming out at the end of November. We're looking forward to being able to share some of the images from the film. Let's talk about the beginning of this for you, because, you know, I think, as you mentioned, you know, you come from a very creative family. Did you automatically know that you wanted to be able to create your own path when it comes to following the arts?
Yes. I think people should follow their dreams, what they really like to do. I don't care what society says to do or anybody. I think, you know, even if you're – I have friends that are doctors and lawyers, you know, growing up, everyone went different paths. And, you know, some of those guys are not happy. They're just not happy. I don't want to deter anybody from doing what they want, but, or what they want to do. But I just think you should do what you love. And I've always loved movies, and I love special effects. I love sound effects. I love storylines. I was a big Star Wars fan, big Star Trek fan growing up when I was a little kid. Even Ultraman, I don't know if a lot of people know about those Japanese, you know, monster movies that are kind of cult. I didn't watch those, and wanted to do that myself, and had the opportunity to do it, and I'm very grateful and blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah. So, Shaheen, where does the courage come from, though? Because you meet a lot of people, as I'm sure, you know, who say they want to be in this industry, who say they want, you know, to be an actor, a director, whatever it might be, but they don't necessarily take the steps necessary, and they're afraid, of course, of what the outcome may not be. Where did you find the courage to say, you know what, this is what I love, and this is what I want to pursue?
Thank you for mentioning that. It does take, in filmmaking, there are ups and downs, but I have no fear at all, ever. You can't. You just cannot have the fear. You have to have a vision quest, and everything else is secondary to that, without, of course, losing your family's love and trust and all that. But second to family, your vision quest should be your main goal, and everything else should be, at least that's how I do it, is everything else is secondary. No matter what happens, shouldn't care what happens, just get the goal done so that you can essentially finish the task. And, you know, you feel that the gratification of finishing a film is very, very good. I mean, it's a big thing. You know, it's like I always say, making a film is like building a six-story business office in downtown New York. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that much of a task. I mean, you might as well go and do that if you're not into it. But if you're into it, the gratification at the end of the day is like winning a championship. It's just so gratifying. And of course, it's like going to film school as well. So you learn a lot, you meet a lot of people, and if you're able to get to the finish line, you can go to the next one. And that's even easier. It gets easier every time.
Exactly. It gets easier every time. And then also now, because of what you have done, Shaheen, you're in a very unique position, because not only are you able to enjoy this success for yourself, but you're able to show other people what's possible. And I think that's the other great thing. I've noticed even on social media, you yourself personally, even outside of this project, you know, have been connecting with your fans. How important has that been for you to not only to have that interaction with them, but also to share some of what you've learned along the way?
Oh, I love it. You know, I always say, if I can, if anything else, because I see a lot of people around me saying, hey, I have an idea for a movie, and I see them actively pursuing it where they weren't really doing it before. It's really gratifying to me to see people getting inspired. That's awesome. And I would love to inspire maybe some kid who thinks, hey, I can never do this. You know, how do I do this? I'd like to be that light for them to say, hey, I did it. You can do it. You know, anybody who has a love for this business and wants to create a new, you know, because, you know, this audience is out there. They want to see this stuff. You know, how much
right.
of the same movie can you see over, like, how many times can you see the same sequel action movie over and over again? People should see different sides of life as well. And I hope we're doing that. You know, I hope we're bringing inspiring and bringing a different light as well.
Exactly. I think that is so true, and you're able to do that. Another thing I noticed, because thankfully I got to watch the movie ahead of time, Shaheen, one thing that comes across, though, is the emotion. I mean, there's a lot of emotion in this project, and you're able to kind of bring all of that to life. Is it easy to let that go afterwards? Because I can imagine when you spend so much time with a character, especially with you writing and directing it, and then, you know, then bringing it to life yourself, that you spend so much time in this character. Is it easy for you to, you know, to let go of it at the end?
Well, there's a little bit of a decompression phase when you decompress. There's like anything that you're attached to, but it's something that will stay with me forever. I just think it was a character that I had always, you know, dreamed of playing in the first place, and having the opportunity to portray that character to some degree has been a blessing. And so, yes, there is a little bit of a letdown when it's time to depart, but, you know, the film is always there. And I like to sit down, you know, with family, and whenever we want to, we can just watch the movie and have a good time, get some popcorn. So it's always there. But, yes, there is a decompression. But there's also something else. There's also looking to the future, because the more you portray a character, the better you get at learning how to be not yourself, be someone else,
right.
And you look forward to future characters. So right now I'm looking forward to another character that I'm working on for another sci-fi movie that we're putting together, which we're really excited about that as well. So can't wait till 2015.
Wow. Wow. You know, that is so exciting. You know, that's what I love about being able to talk to people like you, Shaheen, because, you know, it's not just about enjoying the moment, but already looking ahead, you know, and thinking about the next thing. Because I think so many times what happens to so many people, and it's funny to me even when I hear people talk about what they achieved 5 years ago or 10 years ago, instead of thinking about what they can do today or tomorrow. And I think it's great that you're able to, you know, get excited about this one project that we'll be able to see in December, but also, of course, already looking ahead to the next project, you know, and being able to know what's coming up next. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with Shaheen Sean Solomon. He's the writer, director, and the actor that's bringing to life Sinbad in the new movie, Sinbad, The Fifth Voyage. It's coming out in December on video on demand, and then, of course, early in 2015, it'll be available on DVD. There is a great Facebook fan page that's set up to keep you guys updated on the film, so make sure you guys do like the Sinbad page. The Sinbad, The Fifth Voyage is where you guys can find it on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can find it at Sinbad. The movie, the number one, is where you guys can stay updated with all the upcoming projects. You know, Shaheen, I know you have a lot going on. We really appreciate the time today and hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you on the program again.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Cyrus. It was a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. More is to come at the bottom of the hour. But if you came in late and missed part of this segment, don't worry. Thanks to our friends through blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor. We actually tagged the movie on both sites. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.